Imagine discovering that the simple pencil in your hand could reveal every thought, emotion, and intention of its previous owner. In the Phoenix Pencil Company, a mysterious power called reforging allows certain women to extract the exact thoughts of writers by pressing a pencil's graphite heart into their wrists. This painful yet intimate process leaves behind a phoenix-shaped scar, a permanent mark of connection. This extraordinary ability serves as the central metaphor in a multi-generational tale spanning from wartime Shanghai to modern-day America. When young Monica Tsai presses her grandmother Wang Yun's pencil into her wrist for the first time, she's flooded with her grandmother's entire life. Her childhood in Shanghai, her experiences during war, her struggles in Taiwan and California, and most importantly, her profound love for Monica. This moment of perfect understanding brings tears to Monica's eyes. Isn't this what we all secretly desire? To be completely known and understood by another person? The magic of reforging makes literal what we attempt figuratively through our deepest relationships, to share our true selves with another and be accepted completely. Against the backdrop of Japanese occupation, the Chinese Civil War, and subsequent diaspora, characters find themselves displaced, recreating identities in unfamiliar lands. Wang Yun and Meng evolve from childhood rivals to friends when Meng's family shelters with Yun's pencil company during wartime, bonding through their shared reforging power and storytelling. Political upheaval separates them. Yun flees to Taiwan while Meng remains in Shanghai, reflecting the broader Chinese diaspora. Yun's journey from Taiwan to California to Boston exemplifies the immigrant struggle between cultural preservation and adaptation. In California, Yun runs a restaurant doubling as an intelligence operation. Her first night captures the immigrant experience. I lay on my clothes in the cold attic, surrounded by boxes of pencils, whispering, "I'm here," in English, as the strange smell of U.S. dollars seeped through my makeshift sweater pillow. For these characters, pencils become portable repositories of memory. What constitutes home when borders shift? Is it a physical place, the people we love, or the stories we carry? King masterfully explores how trauma passes through generations in silence. Monica grows up largely unaware of her grandmother's painful history, her wartime espionage, relationship with Mr. Gao, abandonment of Meng, and surveillance work in America. These secrets create an unspoken distance between them, evident in hesitations, locked rooms, and undiscussed photographs. Wang Yun's Alzheimer's becomes pivotal. As recent memories fade, her earliest ones become crystalline, creating a window where long-buried stories emerge. This temporal collapse allows Monica to glimpse the young woman her grandmother once was, with all her fears and impossible choices. When Wang Yun reveals the family's reforging power, she explains, "I've decided Monica should know this power too, so she can know you, our mothers, and all who came before her." This becomes more than passing down a gift. It acknowledges that understanding one's heritage is crucial for personal wholeness. The relationship between Wang Yun and Meng demonstrates profound forgiveness. Meng's response, "I'm not mad at you anymore, though I was for a long time," shows how forgiveness isn't about forgetting, but choosing to move forward while acknowledging reality. Monica, a software engineer working on EMBRS, Electronic Memory Bank Enabling Radical Sharing, represents digital memory preservation, while her grandmother, with handcrafted pencils and physical reforging, embodies traditional memory keeping through tactile connections. The novel explores this duality through parallel storytelling. Monica processes vast digital breadcrumbs across platforms, while her grandmother's reforging ritual demands physical presence, emotional vulnerability, and generational knowledge. These approaches complement rather than oppose each other. Monica uses programming to search for Meng, creating data pipelines connecting her to her grandmother's cousin. Yet experiencing reforging firsthand reveals its transcendent power. To understand somebody else so thoroughly, even briefly, it truly is magic, far beyond what EMBRS could ever hope to achieve. The novel questions digital preservation's permanence. Monica observes our generation might leave the least behind, with tech companies controlling our digital footprints. There's irony in primitive rock carvings potentially outlasting sophisticated digital archives when platforms shut down or formats become obsolete. Against a backdrop of historical trauma and technological change, King crafts a tender love story between Monica and Louise that parallels Wan Yun and Meng's relationship. Both couples navigate cultural differences while bonding through shared narratives. Monica's feelings for Louise develop through emoji-filled texts, cafe writing sessions, and debates about data ethics. Their early romance includes endearing mishaps, like Monica's fumbled Mandarin during a dim sum date. Their relationship faces a crucial test when Monica discovers Louise initially approached her for research, wanting to archive Wang Yun's story. This betrayal echoes Wang Yun's abandonment of Meng years before. Yet, unlike her grandmother who harbored hurt for decades, Monica finds a quicker path to forgiveness through honest dialogue. The novel's final scene at Shanghai's Bund symbolizes cross-generational reconciliation. Standing amid colonial buildings and modern skyscrapers, Monica feels perfectly where I belonged, hoping our ancestors would be happy to see us, suggesting healing comes from acknowledging painful histories while creating new stories together. In the novel's most powerful moments, characters use storytelling as a vital means of survival and resistance. When Yun and Meng find themselves trapped in occupied Shanghai, they write collaborative stories about girls with pencil powers who could fight back, creating worlds where they have agency when reality offers none. "I'll show you what stories can do," Meng tells Yun, as they craft narratives that become our only weapon against the invasion of our home. This collaborative storytelling echoes through generations. Monica and Louise create their own tale about the cutest dog in Cambridge. Though seemingly trivial compared to their grandmother's wartime stories, it establishes connection and helps process emotions. King suggests creativity itself resists forces that would erase our humanity. When Wang Yun burns down her California home to escape her surveillance role, she's choosing her own narrative, a radical act of self-authorship. Alzheimer's disease functions as both plot device and metaphor in the novel. As Wang Yun's memories fade, she races to document her story before it's lost, creating urgency around what persists when memories disappear. The disease highlights all human memories' fragility. Even without neurological disorders, our recollections shift, colored by later experiences. The magical pencils symbolize our desire to preserve moments in an impermanent world. Yet, the novel suggests our legacy lives in impact, not perfect preservation. When Meng explains sharing Wang Yun's story with Monica, she notes, "We used to write stories for each other, but this time, we both ended up writing for you." Stories transform between generations, gaining new meanings. The greatest gift isn't factual accuracy, but meaning that helps younger generations navigate life. In the novel's conclusion, Monica sends her grandmother a message, "I will never forget your love," with emojis of a young woman, an elderly woman, a heart, and infinity, capturing what truly survives, the love that inspired our stories.